What's up, everyone? This is Press X to Start Podcast, Season 3, Episode 34. We are here to bring you the latest gaming news, impressions, and all things surrounding video games, but from a minority perspective. Today on the cast, I am DJ, aka Sexy Bad Choices, aka I'm gonna fuck your name up. I gotta work that better, but that's what I'm going for right now.
Okay.
AKA, did you know Venus is the only planet that rotates clockwise?
What about Serena?
She does whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
I am Sean MF Ross.
What the MF stand for?
Puta madre.
Whoa. Your French is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know how it be.
I know. Voulez-vous. Mm.
And?
And I am Douglas Nimbus, AKA.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
As declared in an open session of the District Court of Maryland sitting in the great city of Baltimore, I am the exuberant barrister of Baltimore.
Jeez.
Did you bring your rat with you?
Find out on the last episode what he's talking about. All right. With that being said, I think it's time for us to get into what we've been playing.
Hey.
Who wants to take it?
I'll go because mine is so predictable.
Yeah. Doug, what you been playing?
I've been playing, I think, 90% Overwatch.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I played like a few matches Dead by Daylight, playing with the Demogorgon, what have you, but really?
Oh, how'd that work?
Actually, he's the only killer that just makes me laugh whenever I see him.
Really?
But I've been playing in Overwatch. I am stuck in the hell that is competitive matches.
Mm.
Even this morning, I had a situation where, like, when I play as a healer, I'm in a diamond level, and my goal is always to do 1,000 heals per minute. And I was in a situation where I'm giving above and beyond 1,000 heals per minute.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just like, just killing it. And yet my team just does the stupidest. Healing it.
Yeah.
But I had a situation today where I had an Orisa who, I don't know why, believed that I guess she can flank from behind. So she was on the other side by this enemy spawn, whereas the rest of my team are trying to hold desperately for the last 20 seconds to win this match.
So she's playing Call of Duty.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know that our entire team got wiped out while she belatedly finally rolled up in the battle like, oh, hey, what's going on, y'all?
Wow.
And it's like,
busy kill spawning.
Right.
Spawn killing.
Well, apparently she wasn't killing anything because the team, I guess, rolled them around her and took over the match and won the game. So I'm still in Diamond, struggling in Diamond because folks are just as stupid there as they have been in Platinum and Gold.
Hey, you play long enough, you'll get there, right?
Yeah. I need Brandon to come play with me again so we can rank back up into Overwatch.
Is it like that?
I mean, if you have like a dedicated crew of two or three people on your squad, you can make it work so you can succeed well.
Move up the ranks.
Correct. Because you need somebody to work with you. And at least when Brandon and I play, Brandon typically plays as tank. And so I got his back. You know, I mostly heal. I think it was a game where we're playing together. I had over 30,000 heals in a 20-minute game.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's good, but that's not good, because that just means your teammates are just standing there in a fucking line of fire.
Well, it depends. If it's a tank, then that makes sense.
He's a tank. He was Reinhardt for the most part. Right. Okay. Oh, yeah, he's doing his job. Like, we're doing our job. It's just that,
I mean, if you're healing Pharah or whatever, and you're getting given that many heals.
Oh, I tell people, I don't heal Pharahs.
I'm not a personal attack.
I'm not Mercy. I'm not healing you. I'm not throwing an orb to get lost in space. It's a waste.
I feel like y'all are attacking me.
Hey, Sean.
No.
You're attacking us. We're Pharahs.
But that's my life in Overwatch. I actually re-downloaded MLB The Show.
Really?
Because now that is for free.
You can download whatever you want.
Ain't free.
You know how upset I was. It's like, that was a free game. Like, I could have saved my $60.
Dang.
But anyway.
This is why you don't buy sports games at release. You wait a month or two. They always drop, dude.
I know. I just want to support baseball, and I enjoy playing baseball. It's just that for some reason this year I've not been in the mindset, but I think it's because I'm a fan of the Baltimore Orioles and they are sucking.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like way down my enthusiasm with the sport overall.
If you don't buy MLB, I am pretty sure they're going to continue to make it year after year. You can wait.
I'm sure. I am very sure. But hey.
And Sean, what you been playing?
Of course, Apex. I'm loving this new season.
Really?
I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing in the map. But
is the new character's out, right?
Crypto, yes.
I almost called him Kyra.
I want to use him so much, but I am not a reconnaissance character. I am a
you don't flank. You like going to hit?
Like, not necessarily. It's just that I like the escape abilities of Bangalore and maybe like Pathfinder.
Yeah.
So like, I want to like Crypto so bad. I'm gonna try to practice with him, but like when he uses his ability, it takes a while for it to activate and throw it up in the air, and then it has a limited sight range. I thought you could like throw it up high in the air and then it would just monitor all the shit under it.
Yeah,
they probably have to be maybe like 30 to 40 meters away.
Can you explain what is his main ability, somebody who's not in Apex?
So Crypto is a new quote-unquote hacker. His normal ability that he can use is he throws up a drone. You can control it. It will highlight enemies and supply bins for you to like pick up shit. Mm-hmm. So you can enter and exit out of it, you know, the drone willingly. And when he does that, it just takes a minute to do so. So while you're in the drone, you're also vulnerable to getting shot.
So you're in the drone. You actually are flying in the air. You're flying
the shit around, yeah.
Okay.
Like your character's controlling the drone, but your character can be shot.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I had that in Overwatch. We don't have a character that helps you fly other than Flare, but Flare can't.
I feel like Overwatch is too fast paced for something like this. For an ability like this, yeah.
Throw your drone up, get shot.
So when you spot somebody with the drone, his passive ability is kind of like a neural link or whatever. So whatever you're seeing with the drone or highlighting, your team can see. Hmm. And then his ultimate is he takes his drone as like an EMP blast. So any traps or protections that anybody set up, like Watson's electric fences or Caustic's gas, Nox gas, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
It eliminates all that shit. It like knocks off half of your shield.
Okay. Does it also slow you down too?
Yeah. It's like a stun.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Yeah. I saw some gameplay of him being played, hence gameplay. It was pretty interesting. It was like, the guy was kind of explaining like how the IGN clip. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was Doug.
Something.
I don't know. Whatever.
Douglas Niven, sure.
There you go.
It's my side gig, yo. Right.
White man. But
hey, I'm Caucasian. My driver license.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's how I get good credit.
Makes sense.
He's the white guy in our pictures.
But yeah, like he looked really like that drone was super effective, and like it seemed like he just like popped it up and just kind of like maintained that area. And whoever was coming in, he would see them call out.
It takes like 2 to 3 seconds to boot up, though, when you toss it out.
Really?
Interestingly enough, you can continue running around while it's doing its thing.
Yeah, yeah. But it stays in place, though. It doesn't follow you.
Mm-mm.
But like you can, he like recalled it and it came back like almost instantly. Then he was able to
there's
just use it again.
There's not a long cool off time.
Cool down time. Yeah.
Before when it dies.
Yeah.
They have new... Like, instead of, they had, like, loot ticks in the first two seasons. Mm-hmm. You'd find them, they're stationary. And whatever was in them was in them. Now they have these flying orbs that change color. And it changes, like, from gold to purple to blue, whatever. Whatever you shoot at, you know, you can shoot at it. It changes, it cycles. Whatever color was on when you shoot at it, it drops as that color and it has that color loot in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
They have not enable the keys yet for the loot rooms, though.
I was about to ask, is that the thing yet? Okay.
Yeah, so I've got a few wins off of there, but it's Apex. I finished Link's Awakening along with Shireen.
My wife.
Mind you, we're playing separate games. We're not playing together.
Right. Multiplayer?
How was it?
It's Legend of Zelda. If you like Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
I never actually played this on the Game Boy, so this is the first time playing it, but I mean... It was easy enough if you just rushed all the characters, all the bosses and what have you.
Okay.
I had no complaints with it. I mean, it was already a polished game back then. They added some quality of life improvements to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. So I guess my question would be, where would you sit with it? I mean, I guess your impromptu review of the game, would you press X on the game?
It shouldn't be $60.
Oh.
How long did it take you to complete it?
I want to say a week.
A week? Okay.
Yeah, but it shouldn't cost $60.
Was that like 5 hour night gameplay kind of thing or like 2 hours?
I was playing in between breaks at work and stuff and like at night before bed.
Yeah.
So I mean, because
you're still playing Apex. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was playing it in between. So
would you think it's more of a $30 game?
Nintendo is not going to sell their shit for that cheap. So probably like $40, $50, but
okay.
Yeah. $60, this is the second remake. I get that it takes time to model all the characters and the art styles.
But you're saying like buy this during a Christmas holiday sale?
Yeah, I mean, all the work was done. They just had to make new assets for it for the most part.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, actually, I do have a question about Link. Not Link in particular, but Zelda.
How is she?
Did you notice any of the slowdown, like frame rate drops, all that stuff?
I did not get any of that.
Really?
If it was, it was super slight and imperceptible.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Because a lot of people have been having issues with it slowing down.
Or maybe I'm just blind.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm waiting for you to introduce your next game.
Wow. Yeah. I just
no, no, no. Because whenever you talk about this game, I always get the image that you post on Instagram.
So I need to finish Shenmue, so I try to jump back into that. And goddamn, the map is terrible. Like, you have a map in your inventory, but it's just like the shape of the city. Nothing really is fucking marked. So you
there's no street signs. There's no.
I want to say like the exits are there. Like when you exit to another area, so like the transitional, those are named. But shit in the city, like they want you to go to certain shops. So they also have standing maps that you can zoom in on and look, and everything is labeled on there when you're walking around.
Yeah.
So I have to find that, and like it's been like weeks since I played this shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, what was I doing in this game again? So thankfully, thankfully, if you approach random people on the street, they will walk you to your destination.
Yeah.
So, oh, there's actually, this is like a very helpful city. People come around, they'll just, oh, I know.
Some of them would be like, get the fuck out of my face. I don't want to talk to you right now. But
there's some people like, you're going out that two blocks down that way, turn right.
No. They'll actually walk with you. You will follow them in first person or third person, your choice. And
really?
Yeah.
Do you can play that game in first person?
Only when you're following people.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So,
you know, just remind me, I was in court last week and the judge talked about how Baltimore is well known for being such a hospital city, a city of kindness. I was like, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but hey, maybe in Shenmue 2, this is a city of kindness. Right. You're taking the place where you need to be.
I mean, I'm going to get through this. I need to get through it before Shenmue 3 comes out.
When is that coming out?
How long have you been playing Shenmue 2?
I don't know when Shenmue 3 is coming out. Shenmue 2, I've probably been playing on and off for like 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
If even that.
Is this the game where you had the video of the guys moving furniture?
Yes.
Okay. I just
now they have me airing out books for some fucking reason. You're at a temple and your task is to air out books. So you take a stack of books and they have quick time events where I don't know why they stack the books this fucking high, but you walk out and you air them out on like some benches outside of the temple.
And if cobwebs come out.
If you drop them, they're like, hey, be careful with the books, and you can fail this task. And then I'm also on this part where you have to like catch leaves to get, I don't know, man.
So those of you who haven't, you should follow us on Instagram because there are amazing clips of the chores that Sean has to go through this game.
I'll upload the book shit. I don't know. It's strange.
You're catching leaves in this game?
So
do you have a fly catcher?
In order for this lady this lady was like withholding information from me, and she like, well, catch these leaves to show me that you're calm and still and focused.
Oh, okay.
So she caught him out of the air with her two fingers.
I don't know, man. Okay.
Oh, because she's calm and still focused. Cool. Or maybe she's just old and don't
have nothing
to
do. It's the lady who wasn't putting
exactly, out. Right? She's been practicing this for her entire life, so of course she's good at this thing.
It's the lady who wasn't trying to put out on my couch. So yeah, I don't know, man.
Hey, we all have our skills, right? Yeah. So, I have finished playing Borderlands 3.
Really?
I have beat the game. Before this cast, we had a review cast of Borderlands 3. So check that out when that comes out. I will give my very quick review of that game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the story is serviceable. The new villains, the Calypso twins, are serviceable.
You seem quite whelmed.
I am very quite whelmed. Like, I had fun playing the game. I have to say that.
But did you have fun playing the game because you're playing with other people?
Surprisingly enough, I enjoy playing with people. I think it's fun playing with people, but the game itself performs better playing by yourself. And when it came to like playing the story and like progressing, I was playing by myself. But then when it came to like the quote unquote end game content, I was playing with people. What I mean by the game performs better playing by yourself is that when I first jumped into a multiplayer match, I noticed that there was a noticeable lag. And I thought, like, this is a 2019 game. Like, what's going on here? And, like, it's just one of the many issues that this game has. Mm. And this game has a lot of issues. One of the issues I had was at one of the last boss battles that you fight in, you beat the boss, you go into a cutscene, and you come back out, right? You come back out on the same, like, arena that you were just in. When I came out, I was under the arena, and I was falling. And I was like, oh, this is weird, because there was, like, a strip of, like, colored block below me. I was like, oh, maybe I'm just, like, falling from the sky or something. And as I was falling, I was realizing, like, oh, no, I fell through the world. And I looked up, and I saw the world just, like, slowly moving away from me. I was like, oh, this is a bug. So I was just like, all right, this is not good. So I had to bail out of the game and come back in, and then it loaded me back to where I was supposed to be.
I have a question. As somebody who's never played a Borderlands game before,
yes,
is this the type of game that's reminiscent of Anthem, where you have a group of people you can play with, and then there's time where if you want, you can play by yourself. They'll pair with other people, but at least when you're by yourself, you can experience the story and not have other people. Okay.
So I will, to give Borderlands credit, games like Anthem are all derived from Borderlands, whereas Borderlands is that quintessential looter shooter. So the idea is, like, for Borderlands 1, their method was you have your single player story, you can have people jump on with you, but there's no hub world.
Okay.
Yeah. So
also, Anthem was persistently online.
That too. Yeah.
Not so that it was necessary, but
right, no. You could play I believe you could play Borderlands offline. I believe that's the thing that they
do. They give you, like, CPUs to fill
in. No, so throughout the entire story, it's preference like Destiny, where it's like you are that person, but then you can also have your three other friends with you, but the game only recognizes that person. Exactly. The game only recognizes the one person kind of thing.
Okay.
And then in the cutscenes, your character isn't shown at all, which at first I thought was a bug, but apparently that's just how the game is designed. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Especially when the characters on screen is, like, reacting to things. And it's just like...
But that's not you supposed to be reacting.
Yeah, right? It's like, I feel like my character should be at least like, oh, or something. Anyways, so I played as... I think I mentioned before, I played as Flack. I finished the game at level 44. I was playing the endgame content with Annie and Avery. And Jordan, sometimes he jumped on. So right now, I'm currently at level 49.
Mm-hmm. Is there a maximum level?
Yes, that is 50. So okay. I'm almost at max level.
So you're a slacker.
I'm a slacker. Yes.
How dare you?
I just want to pick up the guns and sell the guns because...
Capitalist,
and because the loot in this game, not good. So one of the biggest selling points to Borderlands was the fact that this game has a billion guns in it. This game is all about collecting really cool guns and shooting them off and see what they're...
Do you have a gun that shoots out the guns? Is that a Borderlands thing?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's actually a gun that you get in the story. Once you get it, you actually can't put that into your storage. You have to keep that on you at all times. And I was like...
So what you're saying is you always got that thing on you?
Always.
Okay.
Always. Got that thing that produces other things.
But
so that was weird.
But that's a famous gun. Like, I don't even play this game, but I know about that gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the game that everything people want to collect.
Yeah. It's so weird that you can't put that away. Like, the caveat is by that time you get that gun, like, you do have a good amount of storage on your book bag.
Okay.
But it's just like, why can't I just store that gun away? Anyways, that, yeah.
Anyway.
But in terms of the loot. The biggest issue I have with this game is that everything is level locked. So to play the game properly, quote unquote properly, you have to do main missions, all the side missions that you have, main mission, all the side missions that you have, main mission. Because when you go back, your side missions are at the level that the game said that you should be at that time, right? So when you get the rewards from the bosses or from the missions, the rewards are locked to that level. So you might have forgotten one mission way back when in the beginning, and now you're level 40. You go back, you get the gun, it's level 15. And you're like, I can't even use this right now because it's so, like, low level. So stuff like that is really annoying. And I would have hoped that Gearbox would have looked at the current generation of looter shooters and be like, okay, well, we need to make at least these things happen.
To match people's expectations.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's been my biggest issue with this game was like understanding that, okay, this is a Borderlands game and this is a game that is staying more truthful to Borderlands than to current looter shooters. And that's been my biggest thing. But overall, overall, I do like this game. I have been having fun with the game. And I will be continue playing the game.
Okay.
Until?
Until
Dragon's Dogma?
Not, well, I, ooh, boy, I almost choked that Dragon's Dogma. No, almost did it.
That's not open a door.
I'm not going to do it. But until Call of Duty comes out. Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Once that comes out, Borderlands, it's been real.
Come on over to Apex.
Yeah, I could. That could be a thing that I do. But before I do that, we have a word from our sponsors.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
What's good, y'all? Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure that you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, and most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, then tell three people about the podcast. Could be strangers, friends, loved ones, hated ones, your Uncle Jim, I don't know. Every little bit helps. And after you've done that, please follow us on Facebook at PressX2Start, Instagram at PressX2Start, Twitter at PressX2S, and YouTube at PressX2StartTV. And if you've already done all this, well done. Platinum trophy achieved.
And we're back.
Hey, where'd you guys go?
I got a burger.
Breaking news.
Hey.
Roy Knight, a.k.a. Schrodinger.
There you go.
Thank
you, John.
He got us three new subscribers. So
what?
We are a total of nine right now.
Oh, my gosh.
We're growing.
What up? We big now.
Yeah, right?
Dang. Almost enough for some sports team of some sort. I don't know. I don't play fucking sports.
We're going to buy the Dolphins. All right. But before we do that, now it's time for the quick hits. Number one, this comes from GameDaily.biz. Call of Duty Mobile surpasses 2 million in revenue in the first 2 days.
People don't know what to do with their fucking money.
Obviously, they know that to pay this game money.
It's a free-to-play game, so they have like battle passes and all that, and cosmetics, of course.
That is insane.
However, if I were y'all, I would stay away from the shit, because apparently you can play with a mouse and keyboard.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
On the mobile game?
So, it's published by Tencent, apparently.
Yeah.
If I'm correct.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's...
Or if I'm not correct, regardless. I know they have a mobile emulator, Android emulator.
Mm-hmm. Tencent and Activision are developers.
Hey, look at me. I know things.
Look at that.
You can use the emulator on your computer and use a mouse and keyboard.
Wow.
And...
Yeah, just wreck people.
So... I would just stay away because you wouldn't know who's using the mouse.
And also,
just let you know, the majority of the downloads came from India.
Bet.
Well, I mean,
wow, yeah,
I get it.
Number two, this comes from Polygon. EA data breach could impact 1,600 FIFA 20 players.
Well, I think we're good.
That's a mess. So if you play that game, check your stuff. Make sure you're not affected by this because that is. No.
This is especially for people who are part of the FIFA 20 Global Series. So, yeah, watch out for that.
Yeah. Number three, it comes from IGN. PS4 crossplay exit beta, and it's now a full feature for developers.
So, what's the first multiplayer game you'd like to play against those?
Xbox
against people. Jordan.
It would be Ghost Point.
Solitaire. Let's do that.
Would it be Ghost Breakpoint?
I mean, but that's already out unless they're going to patch it in.
Yeah.
But
I think Call of Duty's going to be multiplat.
Yeah.
Or multi-crossplay.
Cross-play.
Jeez.
Well, Fortnite already is.
Yeah. I mean, this is really
cool.
That's
what the part of the beta was to test out Fortnite.
This is really cool for developer side. I mean, in terms of consumer, like, all that means for us is that the multiplayer games are going to be able to stay around a lot longer because they're going to have a fan base that exists throughout the consoles versus just having to focus on or stay on one console. So, cool.
It's nice if you happen to buy the game more than once and you don't have to split your progress. That's like true when too. Black Ops 2 came out, I bought it for the PS4 and yeah. the Xbox. PS3, yeah. I'm sorry, and the Xbox.
Okay.
360.
Yeah. Well, I think that might be territory of cross save versus cross play.
But ultimately you're like with games like that, Activision saves your character data on their server.
On their server. Yeah, you're right. Right. Good point. All right, so number four, this comes from Variety. Microsoft files patent for virtual reality floor mat.
What the
hints fuck? At Xbox VR support. Who is ready to have VR floor mats in their houses, guys?
I mean, if you played DDR and you want to be cheap about it, you can get the floor mat for DDR and stomp on that. So
I'm trying to figure out the useful applications of something like this. I don't get it.
Well, I really hope this becomes like a holodeck situation where you put in your floor and then like lights just come up and just like, boom, you're in a different world.
Well, I remember the part of the reason why, at least in the article, what I mentioned is that certain people, when they play with VR, to get a little over enthusiastic and very expressive with their movements and therefore move around and break stuff and hurt themselves. Yeah. So this is a way to give people something tactile, something they can feel and know their boundaries.
Oh, great. Great. Can't wait to walk on lava. That's going to be awesome. Number five, this comes from Polygon. John J. Kirby, lawyer and namesake of the Nintendo character Kirby, dies at 79. So John Kirby, the lifetime Nintendo attorney and the namesake of fan favorite character Kirby, has passed. He was 79. Kirby was given the honor by a famed designer, Shigeru Miyamoto, when the blobby pink character was created in 1992's Kirby Dream Land.
They did that because of his successful defense against Universal Studios for the copyrightability of the character Donkey Kong in 84.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. See, you could be a lawyer and do fun, cool stuff too.
Yeah. Doug, you're getting a character name after you. Or a Nickelodeon TV show.
Oh, even better.
Even better. Number six comes from Polygon. Scholastic's publishing Overwatch book starring
Nubani.
Nubani's Effie.
Still fucked it up.
No. Oladeli?
Sure. Yeah,
we'll accept it.
Hey, I had to do my best and I didn't. Anyways, they're getting a book. That's cool. Right? Isn't that cool?
I mean, the good thing about it is that it is something to spread the lore. Bad thing is that there's still no black female character in Overwatch other than a girl who made a robot. And she's not even a character in the game. It's Orisa.
Yeah.
So, yay diversity.
Wait, is she in the robot?
No.
No, she pilots the robot.
No, she built the robot. That's it. She built
it. Oh, she doesn't pilot it? Or like, no. Wow.
No, she's part of the lore. But she's not in the game. You can't play her. You play Orisa. So I guess Orisa is African, but she's an African robot. But there's like a whole bunch of black men and other. There's no black female.
Oh, wow, so you got multiple black men in Overwatch.
Wow. But,
yeah, Doomfist. You have Lucio. You have Baptiste.
Isn't Reaper Hispanic?
He's Hispanic, yeah.
Okay. That's
such a good looking man. But yes.
Pre-op.
You know.
All right, number seven. This comes from Polygon. Persona 3 and 4's protagonists will appear in Persona 5 Royale DLC.
This is for you, Marcus.
This was for
you.
That's Marcus. Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Number eight.
I wouldn't know who's who, but
right? Hey. This comes from GameDaily.biz. Red Dead Redemption 2 is officially announced for PC and Google Stadia. That's...
I guess that's
awesome.
On a accelerated timeline for Rockstar, because they normally take a long ass time to port their shit to the PC.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean that's really cool. That's coming to Stadia.
Yeah, I mean Stadia's trying to build that library. You can play Destiny 2 and Red Dead and a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Can't wait for November. Have they not?
Nah, they haven't even announced a solid release date yet.
So. I'm still debating if I'm even gonna buy the Founders Edition. I just don't know, like. I don't know. I feel like I got a Pixel 3 so I could play it on my phone, but I don't even have time to play on my phone.
You all set up. All right. All those court cases coming up, right?
Oh, God. Yeah. Excuse me, Your Honor. I need to grab this bucket of water and take it for my chores.
Right. You got Wi-Fi in here?
I need to load up my data.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I'm cautiously optimistic for Google Stadia.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
If it ain't great, I'll just use the Chromecast Ultra to bootleg shit.
Already got a backup plan. All right, well, that's it for the quick hits. Now time for the heavy hitters.
Yes, and we do have a heavy hitter here. Announced this week, PlayStation Worldwide Studios Chairman Sean Layden is, quote, departing.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. And also from Game Daily Biz, they also hint that Sean Layden departed Sony amid a restructuring, confusion, and potential power struggle.
This is really interesting.
Yeah, so one of the things that was confirmed is that in terms of looking at the translations here, because some people initially were purported that he retired, but no, he actually either he departed or left or resigned, but and otherwise he has left his position as chairman of Worldwide Studios. He was mainly the point person when it comes to acquiring the different game studios and talent into the Sony family. However, his time came to an end. He hasn't released anything on his Twitter page. I mean, most recently, as of the time of this recording, he still lists Sony Interactive Entertainment Worldwide on his Twitter page.
The crazy thing about that is he hasn't commented on it,
nope.
But he's active on his Twitter because he's been like liking and like just liking a bunch of stuff. And
he retweeted something from places in Japan.
Really?
Twitter page. Yeah.
Oof.
So, I mean, I'm assuming he knows. I mean,
yeah, well,
they usually have to tell you these things.
What?
One of the things that Game Daily Biz speculated was that there's an eternal power struggle between Sean Layden and Jim Ryan.
Yes.
Jim Ryan is the CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment. Layden was open for more crossplay opportunity, whereas Jim Ryan was not. In an interview with Eurogamer from 2017, Jim Ryan defended Sony's then stance of not allowing crossplay, specifically mentioning how Minecraft on PlayStation 4 was something which they wanted to maintain on that platform because, as he said, quote, they got to be mindful of our responsibility to our install base. Exposing what in many cases are children to external influences we have no ability to manage or look after is something we have to think about very carefully.
Ugh.
In addition, when it came to cloud and cloud computing, versus traditional discs, Jim Ryan, the CEO, also wanted to explain PlayStation Now, whereas Sean Layden wanted to keep PlayStation, quote, current, with what he mentioned as saying that there's more life left for natively playing a game on local hardware versus a disc or download.
Going backwards, are they saying that Xbox community is toxic, so they wanted to protect the PlayStation community from them?
Essentially, pretty it's much, like, this is our things here. We have more control. Because eventually, when you talk about crossplay, you are losing some control.
Yeah.
And it's just you have dueling visions. Obviously, this is all speculative, but it is interesting that at least publicly, there were some stance that they differed on. And Sean Layden's departure is one among quite a few different departures. There's recalls that Game Daily Biz pulled out about how for those on the lower rungs of the management and staffing are pretty much in a state of confusion because their heads were all rolling around. They're like, we don't know what's going on here, essentially. Yeah. And since you have this new entity, Sony Interactive Entertainment, coming to being, which was in and of itself a creation of different mergers within the Sony conglomerate, there's just a lot of confusion over what is the direction of this company.
Yeah.
And currently, Sean Layden is a casualty of that restructuring.
One last scary thing about this is the new initiative that PlayStation had was their whole like movie branch.
Yes.
Sean Layden was head of that. So with him going, it's just like, well, what's going to happen to that? Because they took Uncharted.
Yeah.
And they were going to make that movie. So now it's just like, well, what does that mean for that movie and that whole branch of like PlayStation movies?
Well, they never disbanded the office.
True.
So it could be that they may have another person in mind to fill those shoes whose vision is in line with that of the CEO.
Yeah. People are saying Shuhei.
I mean,
Shuhei out there.
Is that how you say that?
Shuhei Yoshida? Yoshida?
I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, no, I'll get his name right.
Well, he is president of Sony Worldwide Studios, so he's part of the same management team that Sean Layden was in. Sean Layden was chairman of Worldwide Studios, so Shuhei is there.
Yeah.
Now, what is a management role that he does? I don't know.
Right.
But, I mean, Sony is still making movies. A lot of movies is what helps fund a lot of the gaming endeavors and vice versa.
All those Spider-Man movies.
Hey, you know, we got to kill that uncle how many times?
Spider-Man movies.
Get your ass up, Uncle Ben.
All right.
Next thing, Lang.
Next thing.
Speaking of Sony.
Sony chops PlayStation Now monthly prices by 50% amid rising streaming competition. This comes from Variety. This is wonderful news. It's so cheap, even Shuhei Yoshida, president of Sony Worldwide Studios, is subscribing.
Hey.
Which is very telling for the fact that he's not even subscribing to his own brand's streaming service.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
So they cut down the price from $120 a year to about $60 a year.
Yeah, so the new pricing structure
price
now.
One game.
So the new structure now is, for US, it's $10 a month. $25 quarterly, $60 yearly. So that's awesome news.
It kind of reminds me of the pricing structure for the PlayStation Plus, where if you pay $60, you get it for the year. Yeah. It's a lot cheaper for the year versus paying month to month or quarterly.
Yeah.
However, they have no plans to combine them like how Microsoft did for the Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live.
Right. So,
which kind of sucks.
Well, they have no plans to do it now. I'm pretty sure. I have the feeling that when PlayStation 5 come out, they're going to have to bundle that together to be competitive. Because, like, it's just...
Especially as Google Stadia becomes popular.
Yeah. Like, right now, they're just keeping up. They're not being the spearhead of the industry anymore. They're just keeping up.
Yeah, I think they made Grand Theft Auto 5 available on it, along with...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to say Spider-Man and Red Dead. I'm not sure.
It's the...
I think both, actually.
It's the exclusives.
However, it sucks, though, because Microsoft is leading in this aspect in that, like with Games Pass, you were able to play Gears 5 on day one.
Mm-hmm. 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 They're not day and day.
Yeah, PUBG, Minecraft, Gears of War. Yep. Yeah, God of War is also part of the PlayStation Now. Yeah, PlayStation Now is one of those things that I know is there. I can click on it and
it was cool. I tried it. Yeah, it was cool when I played it. But I mean, there are a lot of current games I don't play now. Like if they add current games the way Microsoft does, then I'd be for it.
Yeah, it's so weird how they are handling PlayStation Now because it is a very profitable branch for Sony or for PlayStation. Like it's making money. But they just don't know what to do with it, or they just don't care.
They're different channels. You also got PlayStation Now. You also got PlayStation View.
Yeah, that too.
I think
PlayStation View is their cable division.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like they're trying to. And I understand they're trying to optimize how you look at the console. This is your main entertainment hub, and mm-hmm. you can do not just streaming from public channels like YouTube and Twitch, but now you can also watch different movies. You can play different games. I get that vision, but as me as a consumer, I don't have much of the instant. Like to me, PlayStation Now is, it reminds me, if you like Google Stadia, you might like PlayStation Now, that you're a person who wants to stream your content.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'm just not convinced yet. Like I get the value. I love the value of PlayStation Plus because they give you access to the PSN and you get the free games.
Right. So yeah, like I totally get what you're saying. Like I feel like for PlayStation Now to work for a lot of people, it's going to be a situation where almost like PlayStation Plus, where you see the timeline of these awesome games that got put out, and you're just like, oh, fuck, I'm actually missing something by not subscribing to this like platform.
Yeah, I don't get the sense of urgency.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. So PlayStation Now, it's not available for Mac, but it's available for PC as well. Now you can download your games.
And one thing I want to add, when it comes to GTA 5, which I mean, this is a game that came out in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that perspective. True. They said it is available to download and stream via PS Now at launch, while Grand Theft Auto Online and Rockstar Games Social Club will be available for users who downloaded GTA 5 at launch.
They're basically saying they can't stream GTA Online. You have to actually download it and boom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's interesting.
I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
But
That's actually really okay. Whatever. Well, I'll think about that to myself.
Anywho, Apex Legends. Mm. They are getting a Halloween event, undead players, and it says new map, but I highly doubt it's going to be a new map. But
you think it's gonna be like a
redecorated map?
They're probably gonna add new little spots in there or something. But
here's a pot.
They're gonna have an event called Shadowfall, which will transform dead players into shadows that will stalk their survivors.
I like that idea.
The Shadow Squad have increased mobility and brutal melee attacks to help them kill off the living. It's a solo mode, but the last 10 players will need to team up and escape the shadows together. Other twists include zombies getting into drop ships and dropping onto the map with you, where they will explode and leave some gear.
Oh, shit.
I love that. I'm going to see this now.
The zombies, along with spiders, will also be spawned when you try to open up loot containers.
That's cool.
So, we'll see. Their promo image, it looks like Wraith with glowing Call of Duty zombie eyes.
Yeah.
And don't forget the costumes.
So
don't forget the costumes, y'all.
Oh, okay. So apparently the event will take place at night in the abandoned King's Canyon. So the old map.
That's really cool.
I love the fact that you can be sexy Dracula in this game.
I wonder who they're going to.
It's right here. It's on Twitter. They have a photo of sexy Dracula.
Is that Crypto? Oh,
that's Crypto. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Looking like more like a very flashy pimp, but hey, they call him Sexy Dracula.
Okay. Jeez.
I can get down with it.
All right. That's really interesting. Yeah, that's really cool. Good on them.
See, this is one of the things I really wish they'd do for Dead by Daylight. I wish they had classic horror villains. Like, I would love to play in a map as Dracula killing folks.
Do you get like a werewolf?
I would go with a werewolf.
That's interesting.
I would definitely take a hairy, shirtless man running around trying to kill people. But you know, the only thing I could do is just wish.
I mean, Halloween's coming up, so, you know.
Hey. Okay. You know, it's been a while since we had a Fortnite lawsuit news. Yeah. You know.
That's so true.
Time it's not about them stealing from someone.
I know. It feels
bullshit.
So different.
Let me sue them.
And actually, it's actually in Canada.
Okay? Whoa.
So, apparently, it is a Montreal law firm who is suing Epic Games. Because they're saying that the game is addicted to children and the parents don't have any warning.
Addicting to children?
Our children are becoming addicted to Fortnite.
Bullshit, let me sue them.
And that parents deserve a warning that the game has addictive properties.
What exactly is addictive about it? Do they specifically...
Look, I understand where you're about to go with this.
Like, can you imagine suing your coke dealer or crack dealer because crack is addicting?
Well, this is based upon tobacco legislation, because in Canada they have precedent that people are able to sue tobacco companies because they said the tobacco companies should have gave them notice that their product had addictive properties or addicting, and that the tobacco companies has a duty to inform. And so they're trying to use that analogy with cigarettes, with that of a video game, saying this video game is addictive. People should know, or at least the company should have the duty to inform consumers that their video games are addictive.
Whatever happened to ass whoopings?
I don't know. Did they do that in Canada?
Yeah. Hey? This seems kind of bullshit. I think we should sue them.
Take away the goddamn game system. Take away their phone. Hey. Go do some homework or something. My parents used to make up homework in the summertime for me. Like, what the fuck really? Do you mean you're addicted to video games?
Well, the thing is, one of the things that the law firm, they're representing two parents and their young children. One of their arguments is that Epic Games, when they created Fortnite, for years and years, hired psychologists, quote, they really dug into the human brain and they really made the effort to make it as addictive as possible. And that they knowingly put on the market a very, very addictive game, which was also geared toward youth. I would not write this in a motion or complaint, but this is how they wrote it, and maybe this is how they get down in Quebec.
But like, Pac-Man was made to be addictive.
Like, yeah.
All these games are quote unquote made to be addictive. It's kind of like a slot machine, but not.
Remember, the World Health Organization last year also made a decision to classify video game addiction as a disease.
That's true.
Now, would they win? I don't know. And it's kind of hard to, because in a way, video game addiction is more of a behavioral addiction, which could be
you're gonna be addicted behavior. To anything.
Right, yeah. Right.
Sex could be a behavioral addiction, but I don't think people are going to outlaw that. It's
the addiction comes from the person, not from the thing, because I can play Fortnite and not be addicted to it, but if we all do crack, we're all gonna get addicted to it.
Well, you could argue that, you know, maybe some people have a greater propensity for crack cocaine addiction versus others, and maybe, you know, at least with cocaine there is awareness that it has addictive properties.
I mean,
tobaccos have little Surgeon General warnings about it.
Did you bring some from Baltimore?
I was say, what you're telling us,
I do
us,
have a
Doug,
case regarding crack cocaine. I can tell you off
is that time. We're gonna have a press X to start experiment.
And we'll see how addictive we can be to Fortnite. Well, since Fortnite got Batman.
No, yeah, no. Fortnite. Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Right. You're going to do it on camera.
Sir, I got it. But, yeah, they're getting sued again. Let's see what happens.
Oh, boy.
I don't get it, man.
Yeah.
You just haven't sued anybody lately. You need to find a reason to sue Epic Games.
I guess I'm
slacking
as American. I am missing out on my due diligence.
Litigation.
You haven't seen anyone yet, Sean? Yeah. What are you doing? Are you even American?
Fucking God, up.
I take people to court every day, man.
Right? I don't even know their names.
All right, Sean. So, this is a story for Doug and me and DJ. Overwatch director says Nintendo can have any character they want for Smash Brothers. So, I'm guessing this is coming off the announcement that at the last Smash Brothers Direct, Sakurai said that although they had five DLC characters planned, that's not it. They have plans for more. So I'm guessing.
And then you saw a tear roll down his cheek.
Yeah. What's his name?
Of course they Kaplan. Got DLC characters. It's called money.
So he's offering up any Overwatch character to Sakurai to use in the series. He said, whatever character you want, we love them all. They're all our babies. We have 31 to choose from. If you had to pick one, though, Kaplan said he'd have to choose Tracer. That's their girl. That's their mascot. She'd be the first choice. There's a lot of great runners up. I think people can immediately see Doomfist gameplay applying to Smash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it were up to me, it would be Tracer.
Don't you love when a parent gives up their children for profit? Just a beautiful
take
thing.
My daughter, please.
She's so smart, she's great, she's fast, you
she's
love her
fertile. Oh gosh, yeah, we don't want Tracer. Okay, so
yeah, thank you.
Round robin.
Doomfist.
Okay, so I had a conversation with Avery off mic. Of course, we were going back and forth where my vote was D.Va. I felt like D.Va would be a very
yeah, her shit does translate very easily.
Yeah, it's a very like, okay, so I literally just ran down like the move list kind of thing, because for Smash, the way that their movements or their button stuff is set up is that you have B and you have A. So you have B up, down, left, right. A up, down, left, right. Right?
Mm.
So for D.Va, the B up would be her fly. Her B like left or right would be her
dashing
or whatever. Her B down can be her shield that like absorbs attacks. Mm-hmm. And then her B neutral to be her Gatling guns.
Would she be able to pop out of her mech and
probably after enough damage or something?
Yeah. So so we've seen already in Smash that different characters have like little bars or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she would just have a health bar for her mech.
Okay.
And then once that gets damaged enough, she flies out or whatever.
Or she could start out as naked D.Va and then her bar fills up.
This is not Nutaku.
And she gains the mech.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
no, we're keeping it like that. Yeah. we'll ship it to Nintendo and see what they say.
my thought is,
I think there was an error in translation here.
My thought would be Pharaoh.
Pharaoh would be cool.
Pharaoh would work.
I wonder what Moira work in this world.
What the hell does Moira do again?
She has she's a healer. She has an orb. The orb, she could do an attack orb where the attack orb can fly around and if it hits you, it sucks your life. Or her power is that she can suck life from you, which boots up her own healing.
That would be interesting.
And
because she's not necessarily affecting your character's speed or anything. So you can still run up and get her.
Mm-hmm.
But like
if she has a dash.
Yeah, right. Like if you're in with an area of effect kind of thing, you can like steal their health kind of.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. My vote would have been May, but like I understand that one Ice Climbers exists, so that's
was Metroid. Samus? Like, does it have a transforming thing in the Zero Suit Samus? Can you? Is there?
So
wasn't that a thing at one point?
Yeah. So before
I think it was introduced in Brawl. I want to say or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. I think shoot for
the
like,
and then they finally just separated them.
Yeah, like after you do her special, her armor flies off and she becomes Zero Suit Samus, which was like
is she naked too?
Nah, she got clothes on.
Okay.
There's a costume, stupid sexy Flanders. There's a costume that gets kind of sketched because she's like in a bathing suit kind of thing.
Okay.
And you're just like, why?
I mean, you may be playing around a pool.
Yeah, I guess. When you're fighting Mario, Kirby, Donkey Kong, and Ganondorf. Yeah, sure.
All those, man. But yeah, I guess D.Va could work like how Metroid did in...
How Samus did.
Samus. I'm sorry. Samus / Metroid. Mm-hmm. Nah, actually, D.Va would not work because that's basically fucking Metroid.
Well, not real. Because, so, Samus in the suit... She has the missile. She doesn't have Gatling guns. She doesn't have the shield. And she wouldn't be able to fly. She has that little up flying B thing. I don't know. I feel like because Samus is so mobile, like the D.Va, the mech suit wouldn't be as mobile as Samus would be. But like, I don't know. That was my thought with D.Va. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to
your TED Talk. Oh, I was a player too. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, right? I understand that like Tracer is the...
Jake Kaplan likes Tracer. That is his favorite character. He said already in his own
videos. Likes Tracer.
Yeah, I mean, he even says when he plays Overwatch, he plays the role of Tracer. I hate Tracer. bitter passion. I hate Tracer.
Tell us how you really feel, though.
She's also one of those characters where she's an annoyance.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because of how their loot box system operates, the more you play a character, the less of their premium loot you get in loot boxes.
So you have a whole bunch of Tracer shit.
I got her entire collection. Other than the trophy stuff, I got all her stuff. I'm like, I was looking at this more. I was like, I have every single one. I hate this. I can't get Sombra's. Like, there's two legendary skins I can't get for Sombra. But Tracer.
Yeah.
Sounds like you need to start playing as Tracer and then you get Sombra shit and Moira.
Well, I actually have enough coins now. I can just buy the stuff for Sombra, but it's just the principle of it,
man. Right?
They keep on like, you should play Widowmaker. I hate her.
Right?
Why are you giving me her stuff? I'm never gonna play her.
Yeah, I can't play Widowmaker either.
But also, one thing we talked about earlier was about the issue with Blizzard teaming up with other developers, and I love this idea to have different opportunities to play Overwatch characters in different games.
Yeah.
I wish they do more partnerships. For example, Fortnite's having a promo right now where you can buy certain Batman inspired skins for their characters. I wish they did something like that in Overwatch, but hey, small steps.
That would be pretty cool. People were actually kind of hoping that they would do that when they went to the Switch, that they'd have like Nintendo inspired like costumes, but no, they didn't. But I think the reason why that was the case is because Overwatch is multi-platform. They didn't want it to be like exclusive to just one console. I don't know.
Want to keep that money.
That's true.
They don't want to pay licensing fees to other people. What? Give WB money? No. Let them make the money off the Joker. They don't need our dollars.
Yeah, so hey, you know, audience, with the new 3 subscribers, if you have any ideas of which Overwatch character you'd like to see in Smash, let us know.
Please.
On any of our social channels.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be happy to hear from you.
And also, I want to add a special update.
Oh.
So, updates. One of the things that every so often I stream content, I'm going to try to do some things on a regular.
Yes.
And so, one of the things we've been considering is doing something kind of like Saturday morning cartoons, but it'd be Saturday morning streaming.
Yeah.
And so, we're thinking about...
With a lot more cursing.
Yes. whole lot more.
There wasn't cursing in Saturday morning cartoons? No?
Well, you know, when it comes to our streaming, it'll be either on...
Where am I?
Twitch or YouTube. We'll post it early on, but just like his with the next few weeks later this month, we will debuting some Saturday morning streaming, so you can see us play our games in the morning time, and you can watch, you can talk to us, and you can hear our feedback in real time.
Yeah,
but what we're playing, all the travails we're dealing with.
Awesome. With that being said, I think it's time to wrap up.
Keep it wrapped, kids.
This has been another episode of Press X Star Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. In case you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at pressx2start.com. Until next time.
I don't got none.
Yeah, I don't either.
Titula.
There we go. I am a pretty princess.
Try Golf Story or something. Princess, or have you tried any of the demos I put on your shit?
This is just for you, Marcus.
Look up Golf Story. People like that.
Are you a princess?
Golf.
Because I'm a princess.
Huh? It has pretty a story. Princess. Golf. A lot of people who don't like golf said it's gay. Look it up. Prince. Just look it up. Golf Story.
Says.
What the fuck are you saying?